President Xi Jinping has positioned AI as a global public good, launching the WIKO organization with 29 countries to bridge the divide with the global south. Yet, facts show a parallel military surge. The US just approved an $80 million Switchblade drone deal for Greece, and startups like FFI are developing humanoid super soldiers tested in Ukraine. The data suggests we are talking about cooperation while preparing for autonomous combat.
We must look to the middle path of institutional design. The European Commission's enforcement of the Digital Markets Act against Google and Greece's new regulatory sandbox prove that we can balance innovation with stability. By mandating interoperability on Android and empowering authorities like the HDPA, we move away from digital autarky toward a regulated agora that serves the public interest without compromising national security.
Stability? Tell that to the Hyundai workers striking in Ulsan because 25,000 Atlas robots are coming for their shifts. Or look at XAI, which sues its own users to dodge liability for CSAM while claiming its bot is a neutral tool. These institutional solutions are just fancy masks for corporate BS. Whether it's Eric Trump's beautiful war machines or HUD's AI exemption to avoid transparency, the goal is power, not the public good.
The economic tension is undeniable. Analysts project that if the Atlas robot's cost drops to $100,000, it will undercut the U.S. minimum wage. Meanwhile, China is leveraging the Haidian ecosystem and the UN to apply AI in food security and health. We see a clear divergence. One side uses AI to replace labor and enhance weaponry, while the other frames it as a tool for sustainable development goals.
Precisely why Greece's innovation with regulation is the blueprint. By designating the EETT and HDPA as watchdogs, we ensure AI development remains safe and controllable, as even she suggested. The Daedalus supercomputer and Pharos AI factory are being used for public efficiency, like land registry audits. We don't have to choose between a solo performance and chaos. We choose the rule of law and structural mandates.
The rule of law is currently a shield for the elite. OpenAI's executives fund a pro-growth super PAC, while their own employees form a guardrails alliance in fear. Even the UN admits AI requires rigorous safety, yet we have kamikaze drones with 80-kilometer ranges being sold as deterrents. You call it a regulated agora, but it looks more like a high-tech coliseum where the workers and users are the ones getting thrown to the lions.
Epilogue. Cleo. An excellent exchange of views. The truth lies somewhere in the middle.